Blog Talk Radio. If there's a cure for this, Put your hands together for the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens, queens and queens, boys and fads? How you doing, honey? We're back here on another installment of the show, honey. We've been gone for the weekend, bitch. But mother's back with the motherfucking jump off, honey. We're definitely gonna jump this motherfucker off right here tonight, honey. We gave y'all classy and white woman on Wednesday, honey, but I'm back here tonight, honey, to give y'all raunchy and banshee motherfucking project motherfucking cut, honey. Yes, mother is here, honey. I am ready, honey. I was in the fact, honey. It was a ball in Chicago, and then they had the Chicago Awards Ball, the Midwest Awards Ball this weekend. Then they had the Rumble in Chicago, honey, and then they had the ball here in motherfucking NY motherfucking C, honey. It was definitely fun for the girls that was out, honey. You know, I'm on my little hiatus, honey, taking my time away from the scene, honey. But as I was out on Saturday, honey, well, let me not go to Saturday, honey. Let me recap my weekend before I get to the balls, honey. I got to recap. So on Thursday night, me and my husband and my house members, we went to the movies and we seen Alice in Wonderland. And it was in 3D, girls. It was definitely everything, bitch. You girls that have not seen her, y'all need to go out there and see her mistake. Make sure y'all see her in 3D mistake so y'all can get all the special effects and everything and just see how the butterflies be dropping out the screen and everything, girls. Please definitely go out. Hold on. Who is hitting me up? Please definitely go out and motherfucking see her mistake. Oh, yes. But before I went to see Alice in Wonderland, I had to stop at the bingo hall with my girlfriends, my banshee cunt girlfriends, honey. I was definitely at the bingo hall this thing. Me and my girlfriends and some of my kids was at the bingo hall, honey. You know, my daughter Miss Pussy, honey. Why the fuck this motherfucking bitch at the motherfucking bingo hall calls bingo after her, and she called bingo. She won already. She had won 400 girls by herself, Miss Thing. She called bingo a number after her number because she had it again, but since she realized that she had it and had to split the 400 girls with all these other cunts and training or whatever that was in the bingo hall, honey, and my daughter only wound up getting 95 girls instead of getting her 400 by herself, Miss Thing, because she missed her number, her first number, honey. But she got her little change, honey, so you know she was happy, Miss Thing, because when I tell you my daughter Miss Pussy, she's a cheap bitch, honey. That bitch I have coins down, honey, and tell you she motherfucking broke, honey. Don't like to spend money for nothing. Yes, I was at the bingo hall with the children, honey. The children got mother hooked into bingo, honey. I'm doing so many things outside of the balls, Miss Bay, and everything with the kids, and it is so much fun just hanging out with the kids and spending time with the kids and really getting to know the kids outside of the scene. I already know them outside of the scene, but really knowing them outside of the scene is definitely a kiki and having fun. Then, like I told you, I went to see Alice in Wonderland. And so then that was on Thursday night at 12 o'clock, we went to see Alice in Wonderland. So then on Friday, I got up, and me and my husband had a nice day out in the city and everything, and we drove around. It was beautiful outside. Just had fun. And then we left later on that night, and we went to see Brooklyn's Finest. Oh, my God. I had to stand online for an hour and a half in a movie because the line was so fucking long, and we got there early, so we just stood on the line. The movie was fantastic. So all you girls definitely go out and see Brooklyn's Finest. It was definitely a cute movie. Not everybody was saying very New Jack City. It wasn't giving you really, really New Jack City, but it was giving you a slight bit of Jack City, but not the whole, you know. It was giving you Jack, not the city. But it was definitely cute, so girls, definitely go out and see that. Then on Saturday, we got up, and we had a lovely day out with my cousin, and we chilled and did things, honey. And then I went to the motherfucking movies again on Saturday, honey, and seen Cop Out. Cop Out was a fucking kiki. I went out with my gay kids and some of my house kids, and it was definitely fun. It was definitely cute, Miss Thing. So definitely go out and check out those three movies. Alice in Wonderland, Brooklyn's Finest, and if you ain't seen Cop Out yet, definitely go see Cop Out. It was definitely cute. Then after Cop Out, I went out to the diner with my son Ronaldo and Sharif and Chi-Chi and my son the doctor and my husband and my cousin. It was definitely cute, and we had fun. And so after that, you know, I have to drive past Samuel E. Hall, where they had the function at on Saturday. So, you know, I drove past the function, Miss Thing, and I was outside, Miss Thing, and it was the let-out time after we left the movies and the boiler thing. So, you know, I drove past, and I seen the girls outside, Miss Thing, and, you know, a couple of girls jumped in my car, Miss Thing, and they gave me some tea that happened at, that was going on at the function, Miss Thing. Miss Cabbage about to fight at the function, Miss Thing. They gave the very air. The trophies was cute, Miss Thing. It was hot in the place, Miss Thing. But it was very a mini ball deluxe. It was only 150 people in the building, Miss Thing. Nicole won Realness. Nicole won Always. Some other people won some other things, Miss Thing. But the girls gave the very, it basically was, the ball was late, Miss Thing. I'm only going by what the girls told me. I was outside sitting across the street in my car, Miss Thing. I'm only going by the, what the girls told me. You know, I had to come out. I had to come out and see the girls, Miss Thing. You know, the girls had so many rumors and things about me going on and things. So, you know, I had to come out and see the girls and let the girls know that it wasn't true. All the stuff that they was talking about me and this and having this and having that and stuff. So, you know, I came out to see the girls to let them know it wasn't true. But I heard it was a whole bunch of scandals and teas that happened. I'm not talking about this ball in New York no more. Now I'm going on to Chicago. But we're going to have some callers call in and give us the teas and everything. But I heard it was a whole bunch of scandals and teas that happened. It was a whole bunch of scandals and teas that happened. And, Chicago with the of the years and things. So maybe some of those people that can call in and talk about the scandals and the teas. I heard that Lala Khan, was it Lala, Lollipop Khan was supposed to win Vogue Femme of the Year, but she didn't win Vogue Femme of the Year. They gave it to Thaddeus Balenciaga, but Thaddeus didn't really walk in many of that balls, Miss Thing, and then they gave Lala Khan New Vogue of the Year, and they said she won New Vogue of the Year last year, and it was some scandals and teeth. Maybe some of the girls can call in here and talk about that, Miss Thing. But the one thing I can say that they said motherfucking Tone and motherfucking Tayana turned that motherfucking place the fuck out, Miss Thing. They said that that place did not, that place did not look like, it was a ballroom hall. They said the place was really decorated very well. The tables was done and everything. And they said it was really cute. They said the only thing was the girls got there about 2 o'clock, Miss Thing, so they had to rush through the categories, so they couldn't really get through all the categories. And the place where the girls had to get dressed was in the back, so the girls couldn't really hear their categories and all types of things. But, you know, maybe some of the girls will definitely call in and give us the real E-My-E-N things. You know, I'm only going by what I heard, Miss Thing, so, you know, maybe the girls will call in and the girls will talk, Miss Thing, and won't be scared to, you know, spill their motherfucking tea and everything about the situation, you know, but I'm only going by what I heard, Miss Thing, and I'm only going by what the girls that jumped in the back of my Jeep outside of 143rd, 144th, and Lenox Avenue said about the ball. So please nobody read me on Walk For Me Wednesday or be reading me on your tag about this, what I said, Miss Thing. I'm only going by what the people that paid to get into your ball on Saturday said when they jumped in the back of my car and I asked them what was going on at the ball. This is what the girl said in the back of my Jeep outside of the ball. So please do not attack me when y'all read, when y'all lash back. Thank you. Please, let's go to the other side of the Bronx and get my Benji Con girl from Miss Thing, because she's on the motherfucking line. Oh, and ooh, Miss Thing, they gave the thing. Ooh, somebody just hit me up, and they said Tamara and Alexis had a fight this weekend in Philadelphia, Miss Thing. We gotta get the tea on with that.
Hold on one minute.
And I got to introduce our new co-host, Jaquan Ebony. That's our new co-host. Jaquan and Nicole, talk for 1 minute. I got a red phone conversation.
Hey, Nicole, what's up?
Hey, hey, America. Hey, chat room. What's going on? What's going on, Jaquan? How are you?
I'm all right. Just relaxing, laying down.
Okay.
Yeah, how was your weekend? How was your weekend?
I mean, well, I had a fabulous weekend. My weekend was pretty long also.
I'm back.
It was pretty long, and it was fun. I had a ball. So, you know, I was at the ball. I went to Esquilita's Thursday. We had a high car meeting Thursday, so I went out to Esquilita's. I think that it was after Esquilita's. What did I do Friday? I stood home. Yeah, I stood home, and then I went out to the ball, the Owe ball.
Yes. Hold on, Nicole, because I got so much going on. And we're going to have one of the ball promoters, legendary Tiana Millar, is going to come on and talk about the ball. And if anybody wanted to dispute anything, Tiana will definitely be on the line. So all you girls that had discrepancies, mistake, feel free to definitely call in. Call your girlfriend's mistake and everything and recap and get your girlfriends up here on the line. But hold on, because before y'all get too deep into the thing, because I forgot to say this to what happened at the ball. They said, grandpas go to Phoenix Omni for Schoolboy Realness. Will Omni won American Runway. Pooh Herrera won Realness with a Twist. Female Figure Face went to Duty LaCroix. Is he a garçon now, they said? Vogue Femme went to Corey Millard. Work Corey. Sex Siren went to Diesel Millard. Work Diesel. Ooh, yes, Diesel. Female Figure Performance went to Malaysia. Ebony. And what else happened? They gave the very Neiman Marcus Chop all the face children that had face besides the Escada children. Honey, they gave away the Vogue Femme category. The girls got sent on their way due to their effects, honey. Virgin Vogue. Vogue Femme category, the girls that was left got, the girls that was getting chopped left and right, Miss Thing. And they gave the very Iman Escada, Storm Best Dress. Emery V. Sumis thing, Legend Statements, and Stars was everything, honey. And they gave the way, and Miss Jack made it motherfucking hot, Miss Thing, when they had female figure performance, Miss Thing, and caught Miss motherfucking Laomi out, Miss Thing, and the girls went crazy, Miss Thing, only to turn around and tell them, bitch, she ain't in the motherfucking building. But go ahead, y'all.
I was in the building Monday, Saturday. The ball was, it wasn't extremely packed, but it wasn't less as empty as the way they're saying that it was. It was a very, very nice ball. I guess it wasn't as popular because there was no fights. DeJuan gave out all his money. They did all the categories. There was no one crowded up all on the runway. It was really nice. The drinks were sitting. I love the drinks. You know, I had many of them. They were sitting. I think the trophies was nice. The panel was, we didn't have, it wasn't a bunch of rickercricks, did you say, or as you call them, Kelly? They wasn't, the panel was, yeah, when I look back, the panel was decent. Everybody was basically really fair judges and old school judges that was there. But there wasn't but one Mizrahi in the building. And that seems to be a problem to me. And the other problem is to not to degrade or put down the Chicago ball, but I have a problem when we here in New York City is having a ball and they did promote their ball first. And the people here in New York City leave that are these friends, some of them are the biggest fans of Derek and DeJuan, and they leave and they go to Chicago and totally dis. I wouldn't do that to you, Kelly, if you had a ball and they was having a ball in Chicago. I just wouldn't do that to you. So I hope everybody can understand my point when I say that these people are this fan. Oh, I live for you. I live for you. You're from this state, but you got up and paid to go to another state, and now they want to read what goes on at this board. No, kick rocks. That's horrible. That's tight. It was very nice. They didn't have, like I said, there was no type of confrontations. It was smooth. Everybody, Neil brought the building together. They argued his legislator, Kelly. He brought the building together. Charisma did fabulous. Davina, congratulations. She won Vogue Femme, and she won over Rico and a lot of other people. I won Femme Queen Realness and Femme Queen Vogue Butch, along with Quana and Tanika, also from the House of Icon. It was pretty cool. It was pretty nice. The drinks was everything. Yeah, I enjoyed myself. It really was, and it was over at 4:00, and everything was completely cleared, and that was that.
Yes. You know, I was outside for the let-out.
Honey,
I had to let it out.
Outside, that wasn't just a let-out. When I see you, I just finished voguing. And I want to give a big ups to Alexis LaBeja, now Efinity. I like anybody who wants to know, just go pick up the YouTube clip. You gave me what I wanted. It was very, very, very interesting now that I look at it, to use my signature against me. Congratulations to you. I think that you turned it out. But, you know, this is going to be an ongoing thing. And it's going to be fun.
We got you, since you're on the top of Mistake and you making it hot, Mistake. Who was these girls, Mistake?
Oh, then, wait. You let me finish. Let me go on. I'm not fussing. And I'm not going to explain that I didn't. I'm just hearing it and this. I was not there. The people involved know that I was not there. So it's quite obvious that I had to hear it with someone else. If somebody wants to come in and, you know, say something different, please do so. But I'm not going to be breaking. No, I'm not. Now, I had heard that Philadelphia, the day of the Breakfast Ball, was packed. They said it was so many people in the building First Friday in Philly that it was just hot as hell. It was packed to the door. They said something, and like I said, anybody can come and they can correct the tea or however it go. They said something about Stacey was walking sex siren, Angel didn't give her her 10, and Stacey like threw the trophy, and Angel got back up and she stood and she was swinging her hair. She threw the trophy back. Trisha was the glue to what was going on between Alexis and Tamara, who had a fight one time in the building and one time outside the building. They said the girl, Trisha actually was going through it with somebody in this house of Icon, in the house of Icon. And I guess it was basically Baltimore and Philadelphia, and they tore Philadelphia down. Now, everybody in Philly that's listening, please come and give the full details, because I heard Kelly, they said they brought that building down.
Hey, what do you think about all of this, Jaquan?
That's crazy. It's crazy. That's crazy. I wish I could have seen it, though.
Yeah, and Miss Alexis is a very good fighter, so is Tamara, so I can only imagine that was just a disaster. And they said a couple of other people were fighting. It was basically like a Royal Rumble. Alexis was being kicked by everybody when she was fighting Tamara. You know, like they were jumping her or stuff like that. She just felt all these different things. So, I don't know, like I said, all the truth, because I was not there, but I get everything just like you. And, you know, they tore it down in Philadelphia, girl.
But you
the
know prodigies what, that's where that they come in with that whole, like, them queens, you know, conducting themselves and all that stuff. Like, why did the people even let them, like, get out there and start fighting like that?
It's a mess. It's a mess. I'm gagging at these. But as long as it's two femme queens, going at it, honey, I think it's all right.
Okay. That's not what... Okay.
So that was the weekend, basically. It was pretty fun.
Oh.
I'm going to have a lovely week or this week. Everything is going to be in the 50s. That's gonna
hold
be-
on, hold on. Miss Atlanta Crown, keep it cute, Myrna. Just because you don't see my name in the chat room, Miss Thing, I am still there, honey. Don't try my godson, honey. Okay? But you talk about hang up on him. Don't make me block you for the night, honey. How you doing, okay?
Now, where is Cabbage? Because I was at this ball, and I didn't hear Cabbage going off and anything, and everybody's telling me that she was going off. Her new name is now Go Off Cabbage Patch Ebony.
Hold on. This is my godson, Jaquan Ebony, schoolboy realness of the motherfucking year from motherfucking Virginia. Don't you motherfucking bitches try it, honey, okay? Bitch. Okay, yes, Miss Cabbage went off, Miss Thang. I'm going to give you the motherfucking E, my E, Miss Thang. Miss Cabbage went off, Miss Thang, because, you know, oh, girl, here we go. Let me let y'all know before I say my tea, Miss Thang. Hey, I got to let the girls know before I say my tea.
Oh,
Miss
my God.
I have nothing against the house of Prodigy, Miss Thang, okay? I'm just saying my tea, Miss Thang, okay? Cabbage went off because Marquise Prodigy, Miss Thang, called her motherfucking house, Miss Thang, looking for her motherfucking man, Miss Thang, and her man was not motherfucking home. Miss Cabbage answered the phone. That bitch gave Miss Cabbage motherfucking attitude, Miss Thang. Well, one, I can't... can't spill the tea on the name. I can't spill the tea on the name, Miss Thang, but one of the queens, Miss Thang, called Miss Cabbage, Miss Thang, and told Miss Cabbage that Miss Marquise Prodigy, Miss Thang, was in the motherfucking park getting fucked by this legendary queen, Miss Thang, in the park, in the car, Miss Thang. After she finished getting fucked in the car, Miss Thang, Miss Cabbage was waiting outside the car, Miss Thang. Miss Thang ran, Miss Cabbage ate ketchup, Miss Thang. And so, that's when Miss Cabbage seen her at the ball, Miss Thang. I guess she must be was voguing and shit when all of this was going on in the car.
Oh wow. Well, I know firsthand. When you just explained the situation, I gag, Kelly. Because remember the assassination of Nicole I. Carr by Cabbage Ebony? I know firsthand that you do not call Cabbage House to ask or speak to anyone there. You just do not do that. That just is so, like, disrespectful. And she will go to all full extremes to make you understand that.
As many things, I know Miss Cabbage, Miss Thang, as many things you don't play with Miss motherfucking Cabbage. You don't play with her coins, Miss Thang. You don't play with the House of Ebony, Miss Thang, and don't play with her motherfucking man, bitch.
Don't play with her coins and her man and then the House of Ebony. I mean, she don't play that with that man. Now, Kelly, we didn't get back to that. We were talking about the recap and stuff like that. Why wasn't the Mizrahis in the building? Or did all of them decide to go to Chicago also?
No, my kids was not in Chicago, and I'm going to be honest, I didn't even know Caliente was at the ball until I got to the ball, Miss Thang, and when I pulled up outside of the ball, that's when somebody came to the car, Miss Thang, and, you know, somebody came to my car, Miss Thang, and they gave me the girl said, because I'm going to put it out there, the girl said you had work done, Miss Thang. And I'm like, bitch, I'm sitting right here at the mall, bitch. Do it look like I got any motherfucking work done, bitch? Get the fuck away from my car. Then they gave the very, you ain't getting nothing done. Caliente just got chopped. I gave the very, okay, now still get away from my car. And so that's when I called Caliente on the phone. He came outside and he told me he got chopped. I didn't know Caliente was going. And it wasn't, I'm on a hiatus from the ball. So I didn't, know anything about the thing. The kids was talking about the ball, and they was gonna go, and they had the means and the money to go, but I guess they didn't have the means and the money to go, Miss Thang, because there's a lot of things coming up that, you know, I have their hands tied into.
That's nice. I understand that. That's a very also good reason, but I think it was really not nice that a lot of houses did not show up to support the Milan, and that I didn't see that, and I didn't see everybody going to Chicago and just paying them. I don't see that. So anybody that come up here to think that they can go and bash the ball that I attended and made sure I was there, they should tread lightly. Because if you weren't in attendance to the most two people that does very, very extremely well, Kelly, you go off for both of them amazingly, does extremely well to not support them, it's not cool.
Kelly, but you know, if I didn't have my dilemma in my situation, I'm not talking about you
because I know you would have been pumped. Because in order to know who won at that ball, y'all needed Kelly there, not me.
Kelly,
I'm everywhere else but that. Looking at that,
Kelly, somebody just instant messaged me and said, "Jasmine told you to sit down. That's why you're on hiatus, Kelly. But she didn't tell the whole house to sit down. So why weren't they there, Kelly?"
Miss Thang, girl, listen. Let me tell you something. My kids, I don't make anything. Yes, my sister Jasmine did tell me to sit down. She's the only old mother.
Kelly, I don't mean to interrupt you. Who is my sister? Please tell me. Please thread. What sister?
Okay. Yes, the overall mother did tell me to sit down. I'm the overall East Coast mother. She's the overall nationwide mother. She told me to sit down, bitch, and I sit down and take a motherfucking break, bitch, okay? And I took a break. But I don't know why the kids wasn't there.
Oh, Miss Headlines, you talking about Quana. That was over, though, Kelly. Let me tell you what Quana did. Why we was at the board, they had the category call out that bitch. And Claudia Milan took it and called Quana out. So when she called Quana out, she won over Quana. Basically, it was just one vote. So Quana is drunk up in the building, Kelly, and you know how she gets when she's drunk. Why does this stand up and start going off and calls out Nadia?
Oh!
Oh, wow.
For real, realness. Now, that was a big difference. Nadia just went straight across the board. But it was gay because she called out Nadia for realness, and she didn't walk there. That bitch, Claudia, called her out. It was over, though. I lived through it. She got that drink, bitch, and she took it, and she called out Nadia.
I know that's right, honey. Bitch. I know that's the case. Work, Miss Motherfucker. Oh yeah, I did see Miss Nadia. Outside the venue, Miss Thang. Miss Nadia was motherfucking sitting, Miss Thang.
Yeah, she called out the Milan girls. You're right, Mr. Heller. She called out the Milan girls. Now, you know that was bold. Now, whether she got sent, Mr. Headlines, that's not what I was thinking about. I'm thinking about how she just took it, bitch, and called out Claudia and Nadia, but Nadia doesn't walk realness, so you know you drug boots. You're like, no, but fuck that. I want both of y'all. You don't walk this, but you get up here now. That was the KK.
I know that's right, bitch. I know it's gonna be some scandals and teas tonight, honey.
Miss Duchess Lawan was in the building. The House of Ebony was in the building. The House of Milan. You know, of course they was purged. Kim Prada brought out a bunch of old you. She brought out a bunch of old rich crackin' Skelly for Dyke Realness.
I was talking to Kim outside the ball. I seen Eric Milan, Tashawn Milan, I seen Kadan, I seen Father, I seen Cabbage, I seen Tim, I seen FaZe.
Yes, who shout else? Out to Tim.
Wesley, I seen yourself, and who else? And I seen a couple other people. I seen Tony, I seen a couple of people.
Mr. Headlines, her name is Alexis Infinity. Now, mind you, let me say this person comes from way back in the House of La Beja. I'm not going to take it upon myself to disclose her age, but she's just an old girl. And her whole presence to this situation kind of excites me a little bit. It brings a lot of excitement because of how friendly she's doing it, Kelly, but this is going to be a rivalry thing because she vogues. If you could look it up on YouTube, you're really gagged. She did what I did on Leah. She did it to me, bitch. Mind you, but I did it to her first. So she took my signature and then turned it around and pulled it on me. She did very well. I think she did very, very well. And I think we're going to have a lot of nights of let's get this bitch. What makes it fun? Because then I'll have somebody else to play with and then eventually somebody else to come play with. But I won. And as far as I'm concerned, I will always win. But she turned it out, and this is going to be fun with me. I love her. I think she's a real nice person.
Ugh. I know that's right. Okay. But hold on, because, you know, I'm not shady, Miss Thang. I'm just real, Miss Thang. You know, I called into Milan's show today. So I was on the show, Miss Day, and I was really gagging and appalled, Miss Day, at this motherfucking video. I don't know if I should be talking about it on the recap show, Miss Day, but I was really appalled at this video, Miss Day, of these children fucking in this college dorm, Miss Day. I don't know what state they was in, Miss Day, but I was really appalled when I seen this video. So, girls, check in the chat room. Check out this video, Miss Thang, because I was really appalled how these children are fucking in college dorms, Miss Thang, and they're sitting here and they're fucking raw.
And they're gay?
So they're straight. These are straight boys fucking cunts in the college dorm. He's fucking this Chinese cunt. After he finished fucking the Chinese cunt, he goes and he fucks the black cunt, Miss Thang, and he's fucking up unprotected, Miss Thang. And it's just, it's crazy, like, in this day and age.
Murderer.
Baby, it's just a mess. It's a mess.
The Chicago Bowl packed. Did they have a really good thing? Who won the $1,000?
What is that?
Was the Chicago Bowl packed? Didn't they have a category for like $1,000 or something like that, or a grand prize or something?
Oh, I don't know. But I waited for Miss Ebony. I waited for Miss Okay, they said it's fake. Okay. I waited for Miss Ebony.
Well, if anybody's on a phone line, they could call in and elaborate about the Breakfast Club, First Fridays in Philadelphia, Saturday here in New York, Tread Lightly, Saturday in Chicago, and anything else you want to recap on. What would you like to see, Kelly, if you would have the old category from back in the days? I'm asking for a reason. What category, and I mean from the 90s, you would like to see?
I want to see a nasty, nasty, nasty fat out.
I want to see, I'm about to make you get, because you remember this, and they do not do this, a nasty, there's two categories, a nasty, nasty runway as a house, or a nasty, nasty face as a house.
Performance as a house.
What? No performance as a house, no.
Why not? What's wrong with that?
Why not
because
performing
everything
as
is about performance. Everything is about performance. I'm just thinking, when you have your book this time, take it back, because I'm going to give something that's going to take it back. Don't do the performance. Everything is performance. What happened to face as a house? What happened to magazine face, Kelly, when Stuart and them used to walk down with the big photos and it was just beautiful, or runway as a house when the House of Karan or the House of Mizrahi or Revlon comes and bring the building down?
Oh, girl, I don't know, honey.
Remember,
but I know the girls
ladies
are going to be calling in, Miss Payne, because the girls, I forgot, I talked about the other years that the girls was mad about, but they was mad because the House of Herrera won the House of the Year, Miss Payne, and the House of Eminem was mad. So I don't know. It was just a whole bunch of girls was mad at certain things in Chicago. Honey. Tiana! Tiana! Hello? Tiana, are you there? Hello? Nicole, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Tiana, are you there?
It's not the superhero.
202-560, you're on the air. Oh, hold on. Miss Emily told me 1 second. I'm waiting for, can y'all hear me? Y'all can talk until we get a sign from Miss Ebony saying Tiana's ready.
Here we go, right there.
What you watching your clip, Nicole?
Actually, I'm showing my sister from downstairs. I'm actually pretty amazed at Miss Alexis. She played the round.
Nicole?
What's up?
Can you please ask the lady next door, while we waiting for Tiana to come on, waiting for the switchboard to get things. I need the sizes of my guard's order. I'm going shopping tomorrow.
Well, Miss Zing, we've been waiting over there, and she's going home Thursday. She's been here since the Icon Ball girl. And
I'm going shopping tomorrow, and I will be over.
All right. I'll turbo.
You got a chirp?
Yes, bitch. I still got your old chirp.
Oh, bitch. Oh, yeah.
Well, you told me never to throw it away because you always have it in the drawer somewhere.
Oh, yes. I just turned back on. Hold on. That's number, honey. Honey. I love a chirp, honey. Let's get Tiana up on this line, honey, so she can. Because I know the girl's going to call in and we read it, Miss Payne. But I want to hear the promoter side of the function first. Then we'll go to the callers and read it and things, Miss Payne. And anybody can come up on this line, Miss Payne, and say whatever they want to say, Miss Payne. And no one's going to get cut off and no one's going to be told to be cut off, Miss Payne. Okay? We don't do that here. We don't do those type of things here. But how was your weekend, Jaquan?
It was all right. I went home to spend time with my family and all that stuff, and got that straight and just getting ready for the upcoming weekends and stuff.
I know that's right. How's our husband?
He all right. He's asleep.
Oh, okay. I know that's right. Yeah, buddy. I can't wait to come back out, honey. I need to have some fun and shake it up, honey. How you doing? Bitch, is Miss Cabbage in? No, I don't even see Miss Cabbage's name in this chat room, honey. Where is she at, honey? But it was a whole bunch of scandals and mess, honey.
Somebody go off campus Ebony. I need to speak to her. Because it's not good. It's not safe messing with Cabbage and her man.
Jaquan, they want to know how old are you in the chat room.
18.
He's nice. He's starting young, entering the entertainment business. Catch it. Look who they put him 18 years old on the phone with me and Kelly. Switchboard, y'all really making this y'all learn. You're going to get it all, Jaquan. Don't worry.
And
baby.
You're going to be able to get your own show. You're going to be gagging. Listening to us? Oh, my God, it's a mess.
Yeah, baby, he's going to get it all, honey. He got me and you here, honey, and his mother. Miss Ebony, Miss Ebony has a lot going on right now, Miss Say. Baby, you girls in the chat room, y'all need to mind y'all business and stop hitting people's business in the chat room, Miss Say, okay? Y'all need to mind y'all business, Miss Say.
Yes, all in my fucking business.
Stick to the topic.
Don't worry about who I live with.
Stick to the topic. Stick to the topic of the show, Miss Say, and stop being messy and gossiping, Miss Say, before y'all get, I'm not buying it. Okay. We having a little difficulties right now with Miss Ebony right now. Once we get Miss Ebony situated and everything, girls, we're definitely gonna be going to phone calls. But we having situations right now. So once we get the situations taken care of, we definitely gonna be on. And I see the numbers are up. The numbers are going up, Miss Day. So it's definitely with some. Oh, and I gotta talk about and baby and the Rumble got shut down last night in Chicago, Miss Day. The Rumble got shut down in Chicago. Oh, hold on. I got all these jeans and different things and all types of stuff behind me, and I'm all hot as shit. Yeah, the Rumble got shut down last night in Chicago. It was crazy. They didn't even get to do the main event, Miss Thang. I heard my daughter, Miss Courtney, Miss Rahi, turned it out, Miss Thang, for performance up there in the motherfucking Chicago, Miss Thang, and it was over. Weekend. Oh, they said you was out this weekend, Nicole. Mm-hmm. Yes, Miss Nicole was out. I've seen her, Miss Thing, dressed in all black like the Omen.
I was in the building. I felt really good. I've been feeling really, really good, but I am really tired. And Miss Alexis just kind of spiced it up. She should come on the phone line because she kind of spiced it up, Kelly. When you get the time, go look at that clip. You'll gag like, oh, Nicole. But it's cute. She kind of spiced it up. I was definitely in the building.
Okay, we're going to have me and you and Jaquan are going to have to talk for a minute, Miss Thing, because, you know, it's so many girls are calling in, Miss Thing, about, I don't know if they're calling in about the ball in New York or the ball in Chicago, but so many
Philadelphia.
So many girls are calling in. So, at this time, Switchboard, tell me when, and 9 minutes. 9 minutes, because there's so many girls that is calling in. And 9 minutes, everybody is going to have to hang up your phone line. Get completely out the chat room. Refresh your browser and come back in the chat room and completely hang up the phone. And there's so many girls that's calling in, Miss Thing. And I knew this was going to happen, Miss Thing, because like I told you earlier, I was on Milan's show and I was listening to the show and I came on and I talked. The girls was reading about things that happened in Chicago, and the girls was reading about things that happened in New York. So, in 9 minutes, everybody is going to have to hang up the phone lines. Hang up. I mean, get out of the chat room and refresh your browser and come back in, because our boards are frozen. So, if y'all want to, y'all can sit here and just listen to me and Nicole and Jaquan talk all night if y'all don't want to hang up the phone and get out of the chat room. Everybody must get completely out the chat room and completely off the phone lines so Miss Ebony can restart the board, Miss Day, and let's get this motherfucking shit popping.
So we're going to talk while everybody start hanging up.
Yes. So you girls can definitely start hanging up off the phone lines now.
And
you girls can definitely
for the 9 minutes while you do so.
You girls can definitely start getting out the chat room, Miss Thing, and taking the numbers down, Miss Thing, so we can definitely get this refreshed and get it started back up, Miss Thing. I have Tayana's number. I have Tone's number to bring them on the line so they can say what they have to say about the ball, Miss Thing. And then if any of you girls want to comment, Miss Thing, y'all can definitely come up, and we're definitely going to take y'all phone calls and y'all comments about everything. But, you know, we got about 8 minutes.
and we got to get it out of here, honey.
And everybody on the phone lines, including you, Rain, you all got to hang up.
And if you girls are definitely by a computer or somebody that has internet access in your area, please go online and listen to the show. The phone lines, if you're not calling in to say anything and it is a dire necessity that you must use the phone lines.
I'll see you later.
If you don't have to use the phone lines, Ms. Thang, please get on the computer because y'all on the phone lines make the board freeze. Honey.
Yeah.
Oh, I see Ms. Cabbage has entered the motherfucking chat room, honey.
All right, Auntie, but it's time for you to go now.
Y'all have about 6 minutes, and we're going to have to start all of this all over again in 6 minutes.
I made me some fish, Jaquan.
Some fish. What kind of fish?
Whiting.
Whiting? Oh.
Yeah, Daddy called me last night going to the fish market at motherfucking 12 o'clock in the evening.
In the night, bitch.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you, I want everybody to know that you can go get steamed fish, anything on 125th and St. Kelly and Amsterdam. And the main big important thing of this all is they take food stamps. That's amazing. At any time of the night, whatever time you want to go, whenever you're feeling it, and you live in New York City, you go and they will take your food stamps.
I need a food stamp card. How do you get that? What is it, EBT? Hello?
Yeah.
They call it Cardinal Cards where I live at.
Baby. Well, girl, it's going to be.
Oh, my God. My sister's coming over here. This is going to be a disaster. My real sister. Oh, she's worse than me. Oh, my God. And she's only like 5'4". God.
Well, baby, when I tell you, oh, I didn't even tell y'all what I cooked this weekend, bitch. Last night for Sunday dinner, we had meatloaf, bitch, and mashed potatoes, bitch, from scratch, bitch, and cream corn. And I made steak and macaroni and cheese, bitch, and motherfucking sweet peas tonight.
That sounds good.
Okay.
You can make me a plate. Save me a plate.
I cook down, honey. And tomorrow night we have chicken strips and French fries.
Missy cooks pretty good. She doesn't really cook a job. She doesn't do a good job at being a God-fearing pug, but she does a good job.
She could flip a pancake though. Kelly could flip pancakes good.
Nicole,
she's an over sister, lovely wife.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what happened to God-fearing.
Oh, you're gonna fire me, Nicole.
Kelly, countdown is Thursday. Mind you, they were on their way over there until they found out that everything was a lie. They said they were gonna bring the baby so they could see all your bandages. So the countdown's Thursday, Miss Thing. Make me know it then. As of now, you are unfit.
Cool, girl.
Well, wasn't that her? Okay.
Kelly,
I'm glad you got exactly that was over. You old girl.
Yes, I can flip a motherfucking pancake out the motherfucking pan, honey. I don't use a spatula, honey.
Pussy said you can't cook fried chicken better than she can.
Who said that?
Pussy probably can cook a badass fried chicken. She looks like she cook a nasty, crispy fried chicken.
Miss Pussy don't want a piece of my motherfucking fried chicken, honey.
Miss Pussy, I said that she needs to call me because she still got my number, but mine's just hers wasn't stored because she keep calling my house. Could she call me?
I'm making chicken strips and french fries tomorrow for my husband. You know, when my husband come home for work, dinner has to be cooked, honey, and, you know, his shower has to be running so he can get in the bathtub. You know, my husband leaves out at 5:30 in the morning to go to work. So I have to make sure my daddy is right when he comes in for work. Baby, yes. Honey. Okay, y'all girls got about 2 minutes, and we're going to have to, you know, get it right. Baby. I don't know. I don't have, you know, when I go food shopping,
when I go food shopping, I proportion my food for just four people, for me, my husband, and my son, and a little extra. I don't proportion food for large amount of people.
Really? Me? I do.
Well, I can't because then it'd be like.
Mind you, you know what, Kelly? That's over because I wasted a lot of food doing that. I'm always cooking for the extreme, and there'd be no extreme but me.
I used to cook like that, but my husband and this bitch in the living room, Miss Thang, Miss Whoopi, they don't motherfucking eat leftovers, Miss Thang. They think they too good for leftovers. So if I cook something and we got leftovers left, Miss Thang, it would sit there for 2 or 3 days, Miss Thang, until I decide to go in the kitchen and throw it out because they don't eat leftovers. They too good for leftovers. They'll call a Chinese restaurant or go down to McDonald's and get something before they eat leftovers.
Leftovers taste better the next day anyway. Well, depending on what it is.
Yes. Well, y'all guys got 1 minute. I need to see the numbers dropping. The numbers is not dropping.
Well, you know how we're going to make the numbers drop? Jaquan.
Drop the call. Call back in, Nicole. Hang up and call back. Nicole, at 12:01, everybody must call back in at 12:01.
And they all will hang up.
Bye.
Bye.